Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
The following podcast is sponsored by the Women in Comedy Festival. Check us out at WICF.com.
Yeah, that's.
But yeah, I think
we should be appropriate.
In my heart, yes, that we should be able to take bro culture, like in the same way that like all bros seem to really like 90s rap right now. I want to be able to wear a backwards baseball cap. I want to be able to say bro, Seth. I want to be able to do all of it.
You can do it. Why can't you do it now?
Well, yeah, because you'd be the best bro. You'd be the coolest bro.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did an improv class, and my teacher did comment that in all of my scenes, that was like my first go-to, was to be like,
bro.
What up? This is my friend Mac. This is this is Josh. This is Josh too. Let's roll.
Yeah, that's great. Because that truly is a character for you, Kaniz, because you are not like that in any way.
Well, I mean, I do think that there is a deep part of me that's like, let's go to a party. Let's see what's up. Let's wander around. Like, yeah.
I feel like I'm afraid I'm going to attract a bro by wearing this. And now's not the time. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're environmentally right now, like how the world is, like I would kill them. So like I need to.
You're probably the only one in that. You're probably the only one who's in that tank top that has also worn a mask.
That's true.
Now is not the time. This should be now. This is like a low point for bro culture, because all of like the COVID cases in the South, in like Florida and Texas, all bros under the age of 30. People our age, yeah.
It's so sad that men, except for you, Rohan, men are like, I can't wear a mask. It's terrible. Like, I won't be a real man. And it's like, whoa, you'll be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Men just like, I don't understand what we've done.
I think men who worry about their masculinity that much, to them, the only real men are dead men.
Sinatra, like,
men
baby.
Who died in war. Sinatra. Guys who like had weird RV accidents. Those guys.
Everybody
are real
in
men
the mob.
Yeah.
Anyone who works in like a coal mine, if that's still a thing.
Yes.
Like it's just But you know what they're like? It's like, men, we can start to prioritize your health and your mental health now. Like the world is changing. Let's figure this out together.
We can
do this.
Yeah.
Well, I think that what's happened is that a lot, I can't speak for other men, but I know that I have been doing drugs more since this happened. Like I have been like taking edibles every weekend, which is me doing drugs. And
that's drugs.
That's drugs.
I thought you were going to say like shrooms or acid.
See, this is
what
I was talking
every
about.
Day.
Yeah. A mama is doing drugs. Me at like 9:30 every Friday, I'm like, it's 9:30, time to take my edible. It's just like me.
You're
like,
such a dad.
I'm such a dad. Yeah. It's like the most adult way to be like, it's doing drugs, which I think is cool, but the way that I do it makes it so uncool. Like I just sit and like listen to music. I'm like, dude, how great is music when you're high?
I love that. I think that's the point of it. There's no like, what's a cool way of doing drugs? Like going out, getting arrested, or like
right. Every time I just think of drugs, I think of sex. So anyway, do you have more sex when you're on drugs? Regardless, the whole point of me bringing that up is that I think that men and people in general are like leading away from mental illness and like really like are like getting treated for their mental illness and is diving deep into like alcohol, drugs,
yes,
rooms, Anything really? That you can get your hands on. Yeah, for sure.
I'm doing the opposite.
Oh, yeah? So you yes. haven't been drinking as much?
I haven't been drinking as much.
Oh,
I've
good.
Been really
all
cutting
right.
down Ooh. On the drinking.
That's awesome.
I mean, I started cutting down the second we went into quarantine because, like, most of my drinking was at bars because I have a drink ticket, because I do not have to pay for it. And then once I have to pay for my own booze, my cheapness, which is deep and inherent in my personality, kicks in. And I'm like, okay, I am buying one box of wine a month. And I'm just stretching that box. That is technically four bottles, so I have one bottle of wine a week.
That is amazing.
That's great.
I drank a double whiskey yesterday after drinking half a bottle of rosé. Like, I don't know. I think it's bad. Like, today I woke up and I was like, well, you know what? Like, let me spend this week not drinking because that was not good.
Yeah.
For me, it affects my mood so much. And I do want to get into this because there are some things that I really want to talk to you guys about. But we have to introduce the podcast.
Yeah, let's introduce.
All right. So, hello, listeners. Welcome to Love About Town, a sex, dating, and relationship podcast presented by the Women in Comedy Festival Network and the Brain Machine Network. As always, you have me, your host, Kenise Mobley, and...
your boy, Rohan, everybody. Straight from Doing Edible. Yesterday at midnight. No, at 9:30. Sorry. Yeah. Welcome to the pod.
I love that you apologized as though someone's going to be like, wait a second, pause. He said 9:30 before.
Yeah.
We can't trust this man.
Right. I wanted to be consistent.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And today we just have one guest. She's that special. Please welcome Mama Sardar.
Yeah, Mama.
I'm so excited to be back. I loved it last time.
You were so great on it last time. That's why we were like, we got to get you back.
Yeah, we got to get you back. Exactly. Yeah.
You were like, she has nothing to do.
No one does. Right. Yeah. There is like the only people have like when we've asked people they've been like no or whatever, but it's not no because I'm recording another podcast.
Yes,
like it's literally like not no because I'm booked or like I'm visiting my parents or something. It's just like I'm recording other things at this time, so I can't. But I'm not busy with anything else.
Right.
Yeah. Same.
So. Oftentimes we'll start the show off with a news article, but one thing that I've realized is that like I have low self-esteem and I'm working on that. I bought a workbook because that is how I process things, by buying a book and then having homework and then doing emotional.
That's what
homework.
I do.
Thank you.
Yes, I do that.
God.
In your face, Rohan. Also, I'm going to give you this book after I'm done with it because you could use it.
All right.
So
tell us what it's about.
So it's about, you know me, Rohan, so this is not going to like surprise you in any way. It's about not basing your self-worth on how productive you are.
Oh, dude. Literally, I was going through my old tweets yesterday, and I had retweeted this guy, Justin Jackson. He plays
Chargers.
Dude, and he said, he literally tweeted that. He was like, what quarantine has taught me is to decouple your sense of self from any sense of productivity.
Yeah, I shared that on Instagram, and a lot of comics were like, oh, shit. And I was like, yes, like, don't, like, this is, stop doing shows right now.
Dude, it's great. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, you're trying to do that.
I'm going through that, and I'm realizing that so much of my life I have based my self-worth and my impression of myself on how much I've achieved and what I'm able to do in a day and if I get a certain thing. But that means that I also feel terrible about myself if I don't get a certain thing or if I'm not able to finish a task. Mm. So like, I guess my question to you guys is, what are some of the ways that you built your self-esteem on faulty foundations in the past, and how are you going about changing that now?
Now you talk to the two. You're talking to the two right people.
Yes,
Amama and I are both brown.
Yep,
both have immigrant parents.
Yes,
and whether your immigrant parents mean to do this or not, every single thing that you do in your life is coupled with like a sense of, if I don't do this, I'm letting my parents down, and because I'm letting my parents down, I'm letting the immigrant experience down. Then I'm letting my race down. That I'm letting my ethnicity down. So yeah, I get it. My whole life, school, that's all school was. It was just so my parents would be happy.
Yeah.
My parents happy.
Same, like it's, you know, it's so funny. So I actually had my first mental breakdown at 19 because of all of like I was like in college and in high school, I did so poorly that, like, same. I was like, yeah. So I was like, I'm going to prove to every single person, every brown person in the world.
Dude, that was me. Yes.
That's so many people.
Yeah. Yes. It was billions of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, if I don't get an A in math, like, I failed everyone.
Yeah.
But that's when I started therapy, and like my therapist, that's like kind of the time where she was like, you don't, your self-worth isn't your grades or everything else. Yeah. It took me probably 6 years to really like get that ingrained. Cause now I'm kind of like, I don't give a fuck. But like, it shows up in other ways with like comedy. It's not yes. grades anymore. So like, it go like even in relationships, I'll be like, I'll be the best fucking girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
I'm gonna be better than you. As a-
yeah. But Kenise, I've been journaling a lot, like in the same way to like reconstruct like how I think about productivity and how I think about my self-esteem, and then doing affirmations that are like, I don't need this, but like these are the things that make me who I am. And it's just like my values and like my own shit, and not like because I have 5 Zoom shows, which who gives it, like I can't even sit in front of a computer anymore, but yeah.
Dude, that's so great. Affirmations are real. Kenise, I feel like affirmations for you are like, you should be doing those, because that like really just like saying out loud that like you're worthy or like you're enough or like just because, or like the things that you actually like about yourself, just like saying those things like daily would really just it just internalizes it by saying it out loud.
Okay. It really does.
Yeah.
You kind of like, there's like so many years of subconscious shit that it like, I've been doing it for like 2 weeks now, and I've been waking up and I've just been like, I'm fucking amazing. And it's weird to say. It's still weird to say, because I don't necessarily like feel it all the time.
Right.
Like I've been depressed, but like at the same time, my normal depression is usually like, you should kill yourself, or like, you know. Like,
I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, the thing that I do and that prevents me from doing that sometimes is that, like, if I ever feel myself feeling good about myself, it's like, oh, if I feel this way, I'm going to ignore something that is really important in my life that requires me to feel bad about myself to realize. Does that make any sense?
Ooh, yeah,
it's like, yes, I'm going to maybe not be as self-aware as I used to be because I like myself now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when I feel good, I realize after, like, years of therapy that I do this to myself. And so like lately when I've been doing that, I have just been like, oh, this is, I've just been like recognizing it in my head and then just being like, okay, you're self-sabotaging again.
Yes.
And it's okay to feel good, and you felt good in the past, and you're not dead. You're like, life isn't horrible.
Yeah.
Like, you haven't done anything. Like, you know, you're not a bad person. Like, you have to like go through all those like little steps. It takes a while. It takes a while to like get used to, but yeah, I don't know. It's something that I've been doing. Whenever I get that sense, when I do feel good, I'm like, you shouldn't be feeling good. It's like, no,
yeah,
not wrong, incorrect. It's fine. It's okay to feel good about yourself.
Okay. It is.
Keep telling yourself that.
Also, it's good to feel good about yourself, because I've realized that I've been more introspective about like the areas of my life that I want to change, but I'm not so hard on myself. So I'm just kind of like, all right, like I do feel good, but the reason I feel good is because now I'm doing this. I could be doing this in another area of my life, or I could be a better person in this area.
Yeah.
But when I'm like sad, I'm just like destructive. And like when your thoughts are like negative, you're not going to even like think about those areas. You're just going to be like, how do I quickly fix this one thing so I could feel better?
Yes.
Yes.
It's a real struggle. During this confinement, I've gone through periods of like, I feel great and I feel so productive, or like, I don't really want to get out of bed and I don't really want to talk to anybody. So it's really, it really resonates with me, that feeling of like, I can't focus on these other parts of my life that I do also need to pay attention to, because all I am focused on is like, how do I not feel like total fucking shit right now?
Yeah. It's like removing judgment. It's like just getting rid of that judgment of yourself from like whatever mood you're feeling is like such a big, it's really hard. Like I still do it. Everyone still does it, but like, it's important to recognize, and it's important to like address when you can address it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also like the idea. One thing in this book, it's like, it's talking about, removing fear from like, because the productivity is a crutch in some ways. And like, there's a lot of fear behind that, the desire to be productive, to avoid whatever. But like, it's interesting to me. I've never thought of like, being motivated by something else. So I'm like, shit, what motivates me?
Right.
Outside of a fear of failure.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, it's love. Maybe it's like love for what you.
Maybe.
Is that dumb?
No, it's not dumb. Maybe. I'm just like, maybe I don't know what's underneath. I just started this. I don't know what's underneath. I don't know what
dude,
I'm going to hit.
That is so much of the immigrant experience, too. It's just being motivated by a fear of failure. Like, I want to do this because I think I studied history in college. Like, that was my major. I did like it and I was interested in that stuff. But at the same time, it was like, I'm good at this. So, like, I should just keep pursuing it because I'm good at it and I'm not failing at it per se. So that must mean that it's the right thing for me to do. And because I'm not failing at it, I'll just keep going in this direction without thinking about whether it's something I want to do or not. So yeah, like it's crazy out here in these streets.
They really, I think I'm more like not even nowadays, like since my mom's been trying to like get me legitimately arranged married, I should have sent you guys the profiles of people. I can still do it.
Wait, are you on jolly.com?
No, I don't think so, but apparently my cousin said my mom is making me a profile on there. So.
Oh, shit.
Are you on jolly.com?
My parents, no, they have not that. Kenise, we should explain to the listeners. Yeah, what jolly.com
is. I think you mentioned this before, but yes, please go into it.
It's a website where it's like a dating, it's like a match.com. You put your profile, you put like all your information on there, and then you match with somebody else, and then you guys get married. It's like boom, boom. Online dating, but for marriage. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you go on dates before or no?
You can.
Okay.
I think you're supposed to meet up. You're supposed to meet up and go on like a few dates. But like, instead of like when you meet up someone on a regular app, you're just like, geez, a regular app. On an app, you're like, okay, we're together now after like 6 weeks. But like shoddy.com, it's like, we're married. Like, okay, after 6 weeks or whatever, a month, it's like, okay, are we getting married or not?
Oy, oy, oy.
Yeah,
mostly it's we're getting married.
It's all we're getting married.
Okay,
but that's where that's where I'm motivated by fear in relationships because I'm just like I gotta find someone or else my mom's gonna kill me and I need like that's so like
yeah
in terms that's of pressure. Productivity yeah like with comedy and other things now I'm slowly being like I think I could handle this but every time I'm dating someone I'm just like. All right, guys, we need to really figure this out. Do you want to be pretend Muslim for my parents?
Dude, no, Mama, I'm the same way. I project into the future. I mean, Kenise, we've talked before about this. I project into the future so much. Like before the first date, after the first date, like while we're texting, it's just like, am I giving this person the wrong impression that like I don't want to be with them? Because I want to be with them forever. And I'm talking to them for 3 days. It's like that kind of thing.
We are the same person. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I like completely get it. my therapist, I was telling them, I've been talking to someone on like, she lived in Boston, and then I was talking to her, and then we've been talking for, like, 3 months, we met up last week, and then I was like, all right, I'm ready to have, like, the relationship discussion with her, and my therapist was just like, but why?
Wait. I agree with you though. I would have been like 3 months.
But it's just so funny. I was like, we've been
long time to not know what you're doing.
Oh, I know. And I was like, well, we've been texting for 3 months. And he's like, but it's just texting. It's like you're just talking. He's like, do you guys talk? And I was like, yeah, we have like Zoom calls and you know whatever. We're like trying to do a date, but responsibly. And he was just like, would it devastate you if she was like, I'm not ready to move to New York yet? And I was like, no. And then he was like. Okay, then you can have the talk with her. I was afraid that things were going to devastate you if she was like, I'm not ready to have this conversation yet. Or if like, you know, I'm not ready to move to New York yet. And my therapist was just like, it would probably make you really sad if you heard something that you didn't want to hear. And I was like, oh, that is a good assumption. That's a good thing. But also I'm ready.
I'm ready
to have the talk.
Yeah, you had the talk.
Yeah, the talk.
Wait, so are you guys together forever now?
Oh man. What? Sure. No. We're gonna keep going like the way that we're doing it. So yes, in that sense, we are.
Yay.
Yeah, we're gonna keep going. And like I was just like, yeah, I like the way this is going and all this other stuff. And she was like, me too. And then we talked about other things that I was concerned about, and then boom, it was nice. Really nice. Like, whew. But it just, the point being is just like, yes, I'm the same way. We gotta lock this down. There's a pressure. Something in my head is like, I gotta be in a relationship. It's the right mm-hmm. thing to do. There's no other way to be in a romantic partnership with anybody, even though that's not true at all. But that's just like, because of the way we were raised.
Yeah. Well, also this quarantine, because like last time when I talked to you guys, I was like, I would love to fuck a bunch of dudes at once.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, if one of them wants to be my husband, that would be great.
Wait, have you been seeing the sex therapist remotely?
No, because I wasn't sure about my job in the beginning, and then it stayed. But I also like just found like a South Asian therapist, and I was like, let me just work on like all this other shit that I have going
on. Oh, nice. You have a South Asian therapist. That rules.
Yeah. She's young and new. So I feel like she's new. So it'll be interesting to keep this going.
You're talking to her and she's like, oh my God, I feel the same.
Yeah.
I will say I've been looking for a black female therapist. Everyone in TV is able to find them so fucking quickly. Everyone on the media has these black female therapists. I'm like, where the fuck are they? I've reached out to like probably over the years, 25 of them, and they're all like, yes, I don't take your insurance, but you can pay me $200 an hour.
Oh, that sucks.
And it's like some of them are sliding scale, but it's like, hey, we have this one lady. She's not really trained. She's just like a chick that we know, but you can pay her $50 a week. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to work on workbooks. I'll just buy these books and hope that I can do some fixing.
They're probably quoting from the workbooks anyway. I think that's like a big thing. Like if you're going to pay someone $50, like, she might open up a book and be like, well, actually, like, have you read this?
She's one chapter ahead of you.
So I'm just going to buy a new workbook self-help thing every month. That's just like, every month I have part of my budget dedicated to mental health, and it will be
workbooks.
Yay, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm tired of talking to white older men who are just like, that sounds tough. And you're like, no additional insight. Okay. Why am I paying you?
Well,
there's so many therapists like that. That's what like most therapists are. They're just like, that's really difficult. I'm sorry you're going through that.
No.
It's just like, I have friends for that.
I had a white hippie therapist, and she was just like, wow, you're so strong. And I was
don't ever say that to a woman of color, how strong they are.
And I was just like, okay. And then like every time, like, I was just like, I feel like part of you has like some biases about like my upbringing, and the second part, like, yeah, I'm strong, but I'm here for help. Like, I don't want you, like, you can't just be like, wow, you're so strong. And then she would start talking about her experiences, and I was I can't do this.
White guilt, baby. This is how white guilt, man, this is how white guilt hurts people. Because, you know, you're telling your story, and then, you know, in her head, she's like, oh my God, I get help a brown person with their problems. Okay, don't fuck this up. Don't mess this up. This is what you have been reading white fragility for. You want to do this. And then she opens her mouth and just completely fucks it up.
Yep.
By being like, you are such a strong, beautiful, powerful brown woman. And just no idea about othering, ostracizing you, making you feel wonderful. Have you been going on dates or anything like that, Amama? Have you been like going out and meeting people?
So here's my problem. I have so many of those. I did talk to a few people on Hinge, but I always feel like people are all boring. And
I hear you.
This is a big part of it is like, I have to really, it sounds so weird, but like, I have to have like a certain vibe with certain people. So it's really hard for me to like I know I can be a flirt. I love flirting, and I love like, you know, like being around people and like kind of being a tease sometimes. Yes.
Yeah.
But one thing I realized is like, it really does come down to the vibe. And like, I didn't really find anyone like that on Hinge. I did bump into someone like on my, cause I've been drinking on my stoop.
Hell yeah.
So like a guy who like lives in my neighborhood, like was there one night, and like it was fun, and like he had like a really good vibe, and then we like texted for a bit, and then he just like kind of stopped. But I don't of course I imagined my life, and I was like, wow, like we met on the stoop.
That would be so convenient during times to have someone like, you're my neighbor. You want to have sex with in your neighborhood.
I know.
Exactly.
Idea.
The dream.
Mental thought, like, maybe we should have events based on like 4-block radiuses.
Yeah.
So that I can meet people that I'd want to have sex with that aren't far away from me.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like I can't go to like, I don't know, like Ridgewood or like Queens
so
or like, like I'm not doing that.
I got to bike an hour.
No, absolutely not.
Do you guys not have block parties?
What?
Union Street has a block party, or they used to, I guess with Corona, they're not having them, but like they have, like in the summers, they have like once a month, they have like block parties, don't they?
What?
Am I crazy?
Park Slope is making you spoiled, okay?
Yeah, probably.
Crown Heights, all I know is like, I just sit on my stoop and I've gotten to know a lot of my neighbors because everyone just sits outside. Another one of my neighbors gave me his number 2 nights ago.
Okay.
But he's not my type. Okay. What was really nice was like, he was like, he's friends with one of my friends and they both came in to like install my AC. Cause I was like, I don't really want to pay anyone. So my friend was like, oh, if you don't mind, like this guy's going to be a big help. And I was like, all right. But then I was just sitting on my stoop 2 nights ago and he was like, hey, like, here's my number. And I was just like, okay. But the first,
shooter's gonna shoot.
First
dude, I like that.
Yeah.
That's true. The first dude, I really thought that we had like a thing. So then Kenise, actually after that, I like took out my little workbook and I was like, why am I so sad about this? Like, it's a deeper thing that has nothing to do with the man. Like, how do I feel about myself in
Hell
this moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I felt very lonely and sad. Yeah.
Because it's overwhelming. It's just overwhelming to be rejected.
Especially right now.
Yeah.
You don't have now anything else to distract you. It's just you sitting with that that rejection.
Yeah.
It's not like and you're too busy. I know that.
It's all the feelings of I'm not good enough, coupled with the all the feelings of am I ever going to meet somebody like this who I vibe with like this ever again? And that's doubled with the quarantine now.
Especially with the revolution too, it's triple, quadruple with it.
Wait, are people meeting each other at protests? I've been saying in because I heard they're still tear gassing people, and I'm like, with my asthma.
I haven't gone in about a week now, but I did see some really really hot people at the protest, but I also was like, this is not the time to think about this, because I wasn't gonna be like, hey, good to see you here.
Wait, I have to say this as well. As somebody who finds most people attractive, I have to say that everyone wearing a mask is like, they're all hot. Everyone is hot to me now. Because it's just like, what is under there? I don't know what's under there.
It's like a bra for the face.
It really is. It's crazy. And it's either, oh, you have nice eyes. Oh, I wonder, what are you hiding underneath that?
Yes.
Like I think that all...
Muslims have been doing this shit for years. Yes. They're hiding everything. And like, people are always like, I don't get the appeal. Now we all get the appeal.
Oh, I completely get it. I completely understand the appeal. And then it's like so funny too, because it's just like, it'll just be like, I bike in Prospect Park and it'll just be like someone in like a beautiful sundress. And then like, she just has a mask on her face. And I'm just like, what? I'm like, I'm going to crash my bike because I'm just going to be staring in all these different directions. Everyone is so hot now with the mask. It's crazy. Anyway, so that makes it even worse, because then you're just like, oh, and I can't talk to any of you because we all might die from coronavirus.
True,
so,
but you know what else I've been looking at? So like because some of the protests were so fucking hot, like it was just like, so it's been so hot and humid, but a lot of guys with like their arms and their tattoos and that, like I was just like, oh wow, like you have a sleeve of things and I can't see your face, but like you look like you work out, and all of this combined is just too much right now.
Yep, I have to go home. I got too horny at the protest.
It's probably a problem for lots of people. I think there should be something.
I can't honestly, the few protests that I have been to, I did not get any vibes. If that makes any sense. Maybe that's good. I didn't get any vibes. No one was like looking for anything. Most people were. The most vibes, it's just like couples together being like, I love you, I love you, we're protesting together for other people's rights. Like those kind of shitty vibes. I'm like, ugh.
I mean, I'm happy for them,
Stupid happy people. I'm
like always want to be like grateful for everything and happy for everyone, but people who are legitimately like finding relationships from like quarantine and now are like, well, this is now my boyfriend. I'm like, I hope you find out months from now that your boyfriend believes that, like, squirrels are doctors or something. Yeah. It's like, it can't be healthy. We cannot be meeting people. And then, well, which I would do instantly. If I met someone now, it would have been like, you are my husband. I don't care what you believe in, except like the core stuff. Cool. Everything else I'll deal with.
I think this is going to be, 10 years from now is going to be so interesting to me. There's going to be all these like quarantine babies in like quarantine relationships. Like that's when they'll start getting divorced. I don't know. I decided like right now I'm seeing on Facebook, like today I saw two posts from dudes who I think got married straight out of college. They went to school with me and their posts are like, I need to really look inside because I wasn't a good husband and I haven't been da 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 da.
And they're getting divorced.
Yeah, like it's clear that like a divorce is imminent.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm like, okay. So we get this cycle. All right. And I think in 10 years we'll have like all those core relationships. It's like
do you have an alert on Facebook for like when a relationship chat is like alert where you could just it goes to single or like from married to single and you're like, ooh, okay. You just came into my demographic.
I don't, but I love that idea. And I truly, like, this is a movie idea that I think we need to discuss in that I will steal it from you and then write it.
Do it. I would, happily.
Thank you. Where it's like all these people have like an alarm set for when this person becomes single. And then boom, like it's like a competition to see who can get there first. Like they all know, they're all going after it.
There has to be two alarms though. One for when they're single, but then one for when they're like over it. Cause you don't want to be the first person to deal with everything. Like there has to be some sort of Facebook post that alerts you that you're like, wow, this person's like mentally okay now. Mm. And it's like when they stop posting like sad shit or like pretending that they're having fun. It's something really normal and you're like,
but you know what it is? This is the risk with that is that there are some people who just like love relationships and like they can't not be in a relationship because if they're not in a relationship, then they have to do all the reflection and stuff that you need to do as a single person. So they'll jump in and maybe that person that you liked might be one of those jump in people.
I wouldn't mind a jump-in person right now, though.
That's what I'm saying.
I would love a jump-in person. I always go for the guys who are, like, really, like, thoughtful about who they want to date. And I'm like, now I just need a jump-in person who's like, she'll do.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I was this, whatever, take it or leave it. But I was, like, looking through, and I was like, okay, wow, most of the people I've ever been with romantically do not live in New York. Now let me narrow this list down. Who have I been with romantically that lives in New York? Who is currently single? Okay, who would be willing to just be like my sex person for the next however many months? And yeah, that's been a weird assessment of like, okay, wow, this is a person I slept with for 3 months and I never want to talk to them again. This is a person that I slept with twice. Yeah, they'll do.
Yes, and Kinesis is like sending DMs like, congratulations, you've survived the algorithm. And I just wanted to send you a message being like, hey, if you want to fuck, you met all my criteria, and let me tell you, it was a hard criteria to meet, but you met them, and here's my address, come over.
Yeah.
Kinesis, one of your affirmations, because it's true though, you got to believe this, everyone would and does want to fuck you. So you have all the choices in the world. True. So do not, even if someone lived far away, like men are so dumb. So you could, but like you
hell
could,
yeah.
Because I've done this, like when I was like bored during quarantine, like a guy that I like used to hook up with in Providence was like sexting me and I was like, cool, yay, he has no one around him and I have no one around me.
Yeah.
So like the world is your oyster. You could do sexting with one person far away. You can have sex with someone in your neighborhood if you wanted to.
Ideally neighborhood. I'm not trying to go far.
You're not sexting anyone right now, Kinesis?
I am sexting someone who should not be sexting. You know who it is.
Oh, well. Every 3 months, this is a cycle.
It is. It's a bad cycle. I know. Man,
that's so funny.
It is. It's like every 3 to 6 months, he and I start doing this again. And but it is always like a, oh, wow, I feel very lonely. And he still exists. And I need to work on that.
And he's always lonely.
Hey, sometimes you gotta have those people.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll give you a pass this time because it is quarantine.
You're both
lonely, and I get it. And there's it's hard to see people now and all that. But yeah, you need to find a sex buddy.
Yeah.
Someone
who doesn't get on my nerves. There are people who I might be able to have sex with, but they get on my nerves, so I can't.
I want to have sex with one really specific person. Can I describe?
Describe them.
If it's a person that we know, put it in the chat.
No. First of all, I probably do want to have sex with a person that you guys know, and I'll text you guys later.
Okay.
But this person, I actually met him after a show. He was like in the audience.
Oh, okay.
And I did this a lot last summer. Last summer, I slept with a bunch of dudes who were in the audience at shows.
Yes.
And I would just go up to them afterwards and be like, well, here's my number. You look cute. You seem like you were having fun. And then
Can you just say that?
That's how confident. Write this down.
I am writing
this down. This is Kenise and I have been talking about this.
You were having fun. Here's my number. Was that the word that you said?
Yeah. And sometimes another thing that worked was like one of them was like a drummer for a bit. Like it was like a private show, and I was just like, oh, I didn't know there were musicians here. I usually fuck them, but let me know if you're around later. And then the guy came up to me, and we like hooked up for like a few months afterwards.
What?
But yeah, and he like taught me how to like drum. It was really cute. It was fun. But this dude, it was like thinking back to vibes. We met after a show. I gave him my number, and then he came to the next show.
Like on a piece of paper? How are you giving it to them?
People have phones, Kenise.
Kenise, take the phone from them. You say you approach them.
If you want my number, give
me your phone.
And sometimes I have just given, like, I had to leave the pair one time for, like, I just wanted to leave the pair.
Of course.
And I had gone up first, and I was like, hey, like, can one of you give the guy in the front row my number? And she did, and then he texted me. But, like, he was, like, really into, like, his family, and at the time I didn't realize how great that was.
Yeah.
This is February. I was like, oh, I have the whole year in front of me.
Oh, God.
Yes. I love to hear it.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's my grandma's birthday. And I was like, all right.
Amama, also, we talked about this last time too, probably, but Amama, you've like been at like your local bar, the one that's closest to your apartment.
Yeah.
And you've just been drinking there, like alone or whatever. And then there's a guy that you see, you're like, I want to fuck this guy. And then you talk to him, you're like, okay, let's go fuck.
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's why when my neighborhood dude stopped texting me, I was like, wait, where's the confident person that I was like pre-pandemic? Like, I need that back. But this dude, I am gonna find him, and we are gonna, this sounds creepy, but I feel like I can like, basically he like reached out via like Instagram.
Okay.
But he had gone to a show, came to another show, and at that second show, he brought friends. And this is when I like had like a basement show or whatever. And then I was just like, oh, thank you so much for coming. You know, like, here's my number, we should hang out. And like, we had just so much fun that night. And honestly, like most of the sex was just us laughing and talking and then like hooking up here.
That's
and I
good.
Know. And oh, then like, I forgot what happened, but like every now and then, like again, he'll like pop into my head or he'll like something of mine. And I'm always just like, oh, he's just so hot. I think he grew up in Hawaii. So he had like all these pretty intense tattoos.
He lives in New York.
Yeah, he lives in Brooklyn. He lives pretty close to me.
Then what are you doing?
I just got
DM him. I know. Yeah. I'm waiting for another week of affirmations, and I just have to be like,
okay, then you'll be ready. Then you'll be ready. I'm rooting for you. I hope that you talk to this dude, because that is the best. Just like be in bed laughing and joking with someone, and also get to have sex with them. That's great.
It's hard to find.
Let me tell you, Mama, somebody this woman who I'm like, or guess we're dating now, she slid into my DMs, which is how, after we went on a few dates like a few years ago, and let me tell you how good that feels when someone slides into your DMs and is like, hey, I've been thinking about you. And it's like, ooh, this as a guy, you're like, oh, this is the top. This is the pinnacle of, the pinnacle of confidence.
That's interesting, because I always assume it's the I always think I'm bothering someone if I reach out first, because I'm always like, they should reach out.
Oh yeah. Yes. Ooh. Well, see, that's the thing, is that men are, I'm expected to reach out to you, right? So like I feel I always feel that way, especially if someone like is attractive and they post pictures on Instagram, and I'm just like, no. They get DM'd all the time. There's no way. I'm just bothering them at this point. But with men, we don't get bothered that way.
That's so true.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you slide into my DMs, you're probably like, this guy's DMs, you're probably like the first or second person to ever do that.
All right. Okay. So I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna,
it's a good feeling.
I'm taking your lead. I'm going to slide into a DM.
Yes.
Is this homework, Kenise?
This is homework. Like, real talk. Okay, so the listeners can't see this, but this is my self-esteem. Oh,
yes. It's a, yep.
And then, yep, now I've given myself, and I put assignments into my daily planner, which of course I have, and I will put this as an assignment.
Oh, I need you to put another assignment in, because we never talked about this, because I didn't bring this up because I felt bad, but I'm going to bring it up now that we're talking about it. You posted a thirst trap.
I did. I posted
now,
one thirst trap.
Amama, it's a great thirst trap, okay? She sent it to me before. She was like, should I post this? And I said, yes, great, absolutely great thirst trap, okay? Kenise post the thirst trap, but the thirst trap is like the bottom corner of the screen.
I saw it. I wanted to message.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, put the whole thing. Yes, you're freaking, you look great. Stop it.
Kenise, you did look great. I was like reading all the captions and I was like, no, she doesn't need to do this. Just post,
you don't need to do any of this.
You never have to justify your thirst trap. I just post pictures of my face all the time because I'm just like, I'm cute, whatever. Like, just do it.
It's just, like, people
are not a narcissist. Okay. You're like, you're the opposite. Like, you actually are like someone who is like kind and you have a good soul. No one's going to be like, oh no, like thirst traps are like confused with like, which they are narcissistic, but who cares? It's fun.
But it's
you look good.
But it's done deliberately. It's like deliberately narcissistic. Like,
yeah.
There are people who overdo it, obviously, and like there's something deeper at play, but you are not one of those people. Like, it's very obvious, and to where people are posting thirst trap, and you're like, oh, there's something else that's going on here.
Yeah.
But there's more to than just wanting to be validated that's going on. But with you, that is not the case.
No.
Next month's thirst trap, because
it has to be no caption.
No caption.
No caption.
It'll
just the thirst trap.
Just be like, my butt doing something. That made me feel so much safer. I was like, it's very small, so it's fine.
Oh, I knew. And I saw it, and I was like, gonna message you and just be like, what the fuck, Kenise? Like, this is wrong. But then I was like, it took her so much effort to post this. So I was like, I'll let her have this one.
Thank you.
I was like, I'll let her. I was like, you know what? This is a good first step. She posted. But now, Mama's absolutely right. No caption needed, no nothing.
Okay,
just
next
a picture
month.
Of you that you think is hot.
Yeah.
It's a monthly thirst trap, just to my stories.
It's going
to
be hot next month, so you could pick like a nice outfit.
I can take the train to the beach. The beach is okay now, right? Kind of. Not like Florida, but like...
You can go to Coney Island. I just think that
I want to go to the Rockaways, like further away from people.
I think you can. You just have to be social. You just wear a mask, be socially distant, all that other stuff. Bring soap, bring hand sanitizer and shit.
Yeah.
And even like I've even realized, like even at the parks, like at least like most people, like in their groups, like they might take their masks off, but like they, if you're walking around, like everyone has one. People in the beaches are also handing out masks.
Oh,
yeah.
So I think, like, at least, like, New York or people that I've seen have, like, really been trying hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I think I want to get one of those masks with, like, a little straw hole in it. So I never have to take the mask off, but I can drink.
I've never even seen that before.
Yeah, they have them.
Is the bar downstairs from your apartment open?
Yes, and it's so annoying. I have to hear these. It's just. Exactly who you think is there. Who's like, oh my God, yes, we just have to have brunch. Like, we can't, it's been so long since we've had brunch.
And no one should be having brunch.
And you can hear, I can hear it because it's like right under my apartment. It's whatever. But positive news, they are opening the taco place that we always go to after Waif's.
Yeah.
They're opening one of those right under my house.
Oh, shit.
With
nice.
Tequila. So it's going to
Now, Kenise, you got to go. Now, this is an opportunity, too. Now, when you feel better, when you feel safe enough to do this, go down there. Go down there. Be like, I live right upstairs. I'm you're hot, I'm hot. We've had two shots of tequila or whatever. I don't know. Let's continue this conversation.
No, you got to scope. You got to scope it out, though, for like a week to see like if there's anyone cute. Because you might go downstairs. It's going to be like the worst people.
It could be the worst people.
Yeah. Because the bar near my house opened this past week. And like I'll go to-go drinks. I'll get like a to-go drink. But I always see the people who are around. And I'm like, and I don't even want to talk to anyone. So I'm like, absolutely not. And just like walk away. But you got to like scope it out. But okay. Rohan's right. Bring them up.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you got to bring them
right upstairs. Right upstairs.
Yes. And yeah, the ultimate alpha move.
Say sort some of affirmations before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go to the bathroom. Yeah. Say have the candles.
Have the candles ready. Like have them like pre-lit. So like you're there and then they come in and they're
so
and
if
then,
it takes a while, I burn my apartment down. Just.
I didn't think of that.
I think it's too hot for candles.
You're right. It's still a little bit too warm.
I would use those fake candles. It doesn't. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, but you know, that's a thing that I want. I want you to.
You
do
want
eventually.
For me? Thank you.
I want for you. I want that for you. Absolutely. But yeah, dude, it's like it's just weird. Dating is weird. That's not what I meant to say. But
you're allowed to say that. You're allowed to feel that.
I just wonder, like, truly, like, when it's safe to like. Date again.
Yeah.
When is that going to happen? Like, when can I go on an app and not feel unsafe?
They make you feel unsafe because they have in the apps, like, anytime I match with someone or message with someone, like, a little notification that's like, dating in a pandemic, and it's like that thinky smiley face, and then it's like, you could die. And I'm like, well, this seems a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. The New York, did you guys all see the, like the New York state like guidelines for sex? Yeah.
Yeah.
We should be wearing a mask and absolutely no ass eating, right?
Yeah. No ass eating. And if you, and I guess glory holes are okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Trying to find a glory hole. They were like,
are there
they were
women
like,
glory holes? Like where I can like stick
your vagina in?
Yeah. You've got to like waddle like. Squat over something and then there's just like men laying on the ground. I know, you know, it does sound
No. It's like in Colonial Williamsburg where like you know how like they have like George Washington's face, but then they have that, but there's no face one. It's just for your boobs and for your vagina.
Ooh. What?
I wouldn't trust any guy. Like I feel like the first person I have sex with after this is just gonna disappoint me so much.
Yes.
So I'll just be like, well, that was not worth me
waiting.
Dying and waiting,
yeah.
Because I've had guys message and like I've hooked up with them before, but they weren't good at sex, and now I'm kind of like, why should I? I'm like actually like legitimately even in a pandemic waiting for a better sex partner. That's how bad some men.
That's how bad the sex.
Sex
was.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I was like, I didn't come like ever.
Yeah,
you did immediately. I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah, get in.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Oh, that's good. I have been that guy. I haven't been that guy before, so I can't really like shit on them. But that does suck. That genuinely sucks.
And that, like, you know what? Come early. That's okay. But if you don't work to make sure that I get there, then you're a bad person. That's
yeah. Just oh, my, yeah. Of course.
My deepest feelings about it. Like, you either need to put in the work beforehand so that we're getting there at the same time, or you need to put in the work afterwards. So that I get there at all. But if you're just like straight up, okay, we're starting and I'm done and then nothing, then I'm sorry.
You deserve
a ticket from a government official.
This is not a novel observation in whatsoever, but it's something that should be said. The work is more fun than the sex. Actual sex is fun. Don't get me wrong. But like all the foreplay before that, all the pussy eating, all the, if you do butt eating, that like, that's all good, whatever. That to me is way more fun than the actual sex.
Well, yeah.
Which is fun. Which is fun. Yeah. I like it. I'm just saying that like the work is the actual good part. The sex, you know, your work might be undone by the sex. That's the scary part about sex. So,
wait, that's very true. Yes.
Yeah, your work, you might have done all the work. You might have just been the best worker. And then as soon as your penis enters that vagina, it's like, oh,
I'm done.
No one's coming, I guess. Yeah.
What's so funny is like, I know people like during quarantine were like, don't work on pilots or scripts or whatever. But there's one that I've always like had in my mind about like, yeah. It's called like how to be on.
Don't work on pilots or scripts.
Or it was like don't like make like scripts about like stupid shit. Right? I forgot. Like it was like a whole thing in the beginning. Okay. I don't care. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah. But basically, I was like thinking about doing some sort of show that's like about a brown Pakistani woman trying to figure out how to literally be on top and enjoy it during sex. And, like,
oh, that's so funny.
Like a journey, like just like yes. trying to figure out how to have like just literally trying to figure out how to come.
Yes.
In ways, and like a lot of it is like because I'm terrified of being on top and I don't know what it is. But that was one of the things I was working on. And then this pandemic happened, but that's also why, like, with the person I have sex with, like, it's going to be weird because I'm going to be like, well, A, it's been so long, and B, now I have to, I told myself I was going to do this, so
yeah.
Sorry, buddy, it's not going to happen.
I think that that could be a great 8-episode Netflix series.
Thank you.
I would be interested in seeing the arc, how it relates to other things. I would love for there to be a production company that is exclusively dedicated to pseudo-romantic stories featuring women of color, 8-episode Netflix series, and just every 2 weeks it pumps out another one. Just,
yes.
Yeah.
And you call it Master of Cum. How about that? Sorry. All right. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I accept it.
That genuinely a great idea. Also, Mom, if you're, it's whatever. I like woman on top. One great position. Love it. It feels great.
It freaks me out though.
No, I understand like, why am I might. Well, yeah. You're also like. I think that it makes sense because you're also like women are so much. You're so much more exposed. You're almost standing up while having sex. Your whole body is.
Wait, why are you standing up?
No, you're. I mean, like you're like.
You're like knees, sitting up.
You're sitting yeah, up, like but you're like whole up. Body, yes, right? Yes. If you're like, if I'm on top of you, I can't see any of you, right? Like yeah. I can see your face, but that's basically it, right? But when you're on top of me, I can see your whole body, mm-hmm. so I can understand why it's vulnerable. I completely understand.
Sitting
why it's
is not the thing that like emphasizes your body well.
Yeah,
if that makes it like
absolutely
sure, definitely.
Like it's just like if you ever thought like. I'm not in love with my stomach right now. Sitting is like, it's the worst you've ever seen.
Oh my God. Yeah. Every time I think I'm doing well and I just like look down, I'm like,
oh no.
No.
I've got to stand. It's got to be at an angle. There's a lean. All this stuff is necessary.
Also like men always like will take control and will like start to like, even if you're on top, like they'll start doing shit. So I'm always like, what did I do wrong? And again, like we're going back to the beginning here. Yes. Are we perfectionists? Like,
oh, can I say this is so funny because you say that and I only start doing things when I'm not on top because I feel bad because you're doing all the work. So I'm like, I guess I should be like contributing in some way. Right? Like I feel a little bit guilty. So then like I'll start moving around or like I'll be like, or like in my head I'd be like, you haven't grabbed her boobs or something. You haven't grabbed her boobs in 20 seconds. Do it. Do that. And you just go like this.
Just grab her.
Grab them. Do something nice. Quickly. Maybe just move your waist like a couple inches over or something. And it's just like, oh, it's all guilt based because you're just like, I
would be so confused by that. I'd be like,
he's doing a lot of work.
Am I smushing him? I must be smushing him. That's why he's moving his hips, so I stop smushing him.
Yeah.
No, I'll let you know if you're smushing me.
Okay. Smushing is a big concern of mine.
Nah.
Mine is I'm going to break someone's penis.
That's a big concern too. Mine is always, I think every man's concern is we come too quickly. But then that concern goes from, oh, I'm going to come too quickly to, oh, I'm never going to come.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, ah, no. I hate when that happens.
Actually, you know what? I don't miss sex now. I love it. Yeah. Like, I'm really anxious about that. I can't fuck anyone. It's gonna be so like.
Dude, I got to say, summer sex during the summer is also like the.
It's you
like,
hate it so much.
Dude, because it gets so hot.
I have AC.
I have AC. I have AC, so like that helps. I'm just saying that like there's some times where you're having sex and the AC is not available, and then you're just like, so I get very self-conscious about sweating, so it's just like I'm so self-conscious about how much I'm sweating on you and how much I'm just like just a gross man who like can't come right
if
now.
You're worried about sweating on a lady, I do think woman on top is beneficial to you because yeah. I have mm-hmm. been in situations where it feels like I am being rained on.
Right.
And I will say that it's not like I'm like this is gross or this man is like not doing it well, but it is distracting, certainly, when you're trying to like get to the finish line, just have like drops of water hitting you in the face. I feel like that was a torture mechanism. I don't remember like all era stuff, but I feel like that was like a slow torture mechanism.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Have you, Mom, have you gotten tested yet? Like COVID tested and stuff?
I got antibody tests, but I think I did, because I did it like after the first week of protests, and I kept going to protests. I think it was stupid to do it then.
Yeah.
And it came back negative. But then I think I'm going to get tested again, because I do feel like I've been now like super exposed in like so many ways of like, just like being at, and like I was at like Prospect Park a lot. And again, like I've been with like Dan Yang and Max Fine, like that's, and like Andrew McGill, like those three people.
Right. So you're with the same crew, but it's, I get it.
Yeah. But still. So like, and I know like Dan today was like, I'm going to go get tested. So I'm kind of like, if one of them has it, like I would quarantine and obviously like.
I'm going to go once a month.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't know you could do it more than once, like once, but apparently you can, which is great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got tested in May and I was negative, but then I got tested again like Thursday, but I haven't, obviously haven't heard back, but like,
antibody or regular test?
Both. I did both.
Okay.
Because they're free. It's free. So I was just like, okay, I'll get both. And then, so hopefully it comes back like within the next week and stuff. And then like, I'll just feel better about like my activities. Because if I don't have it, then I'm like, okay, I'm like on the right track. Don't go like too overboard, but like also you can be more comfortable in the things that you do.
Yeah.
So yeah. And I think that like if anyone is going to try and date at all this year,
you got to get tested all the time.
You got to get tested like once a month or like, at the very least.
Get all the tests.
Get all the tests. STD tests.
That should be easier to get. Like I get them at my doctor, like my primary care physician's office. They draw blood, they do all these tests, and I'm able to do that because I have insurance. Is there a way, like how do people without insurance get tested regularly
for STDs?
For STDs, yeah,
you can
there
go
are
to
clinics.
There are clinics.
Like,
okay.
Like you could do, I think it's like $30, like it'll be like something, but it's not as much as it is
Planned Parenthood too, I think.
Okay.
Is Planned Parenthood more expensive than those clinics?
It might be like $50. Like it like depends. But also Planned Parenthood, like they work so well with like the sliding scale. It actually like most of them might even be better. So it depends.
Yeah. But I don't know where there's a Planned Parenthood near me.
There's gotta be one.
Yeah, there's
There's one on Court Street. So I don't know where
that's close to me. Yeah, that's close to me. Mm-hmm. I know where that is. I'll go to the movies and then I'll go get an STD test.
And then a COVID test, right?
A COVID test, STD test. Yeah, all in one weekend.
I would like that to be a thing that the cost is so low that everyone feels comfortable doing that every month.
But it'll never be that way because there are certain people who are lawmakers that are very uncomfortable with sex and don't want you to be comfortable with sex because that would make them feel bad. So there won't be. So that won't
Hopefully happen. They don't.
Yeah, that would be nice. They would die of some untreated STD.
Yeah, syphilis will kill you if it's left untreated.
One of the hepatitises.
I don't remember which one.
there was a Twitter post that went viral, and it was like from someone's Facebook chat, like a group, like whatever. It's just like a Facebook group, and like the first comment was just like, why do I have to wear a mask, blah 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 blah. And then the second comment underneath was like, I totally agree with you, my husband went on a business trip and he got chlamydia from his mask.
I saw that and I loved that, and it was a news story about masks. Somebody in like the comments for this news station was like, I just think people need to be warned about the dangers of wearing a mask. Like, my husband went on a business trip, and when he came back, because he wore a mask, he had chlamydia. And people were like, well, time out. Okay. Explain what you mean. And she was like, no, the mask gave him chlamydia. And then a lady underneath was like, honey, I don't know what he told you, but it sounds like your husband cheated on you.
Yeah.
You need to deal with that. That's a you problem.
Yeah.
it was perfect.
Yeah. Incredible. So funny.
Yeah.
So good. But yeah, we're going to, I wonder, like, I'm genuinely wondering, not that it, I'm just genuinely wondering, like, if people, now that bars are opening and outdoors, and it's so nice to drink outdoors, it's so nice to, like, be outdoors, I'm just wondering if people are starting to date again. If, like, someone's like, do you want to go to this outdoor seating place and just...
I don't think I would do... That's the thing, though. Like, I'm not comfortable having anyone wait on me. I'm more comfortable, like, grabbing something. Yeah. Especially because, like... I don't know, like, I've been around, like, random-ass people, like, the last few weeks, like, being out and about, and, like protests, and, like, it just, right. It wouldn't feel good to, like, sit down. Yeah. But I do think that if I met someone, honestly, I would be like, do you want to drink on my stoop? Like, like, and we could be far apart, and also my apartment's upstairs if I like you.
Yes, yeah, if I like you, dude, that rules.
But also, like, I'll, like, get drinks, and, like, you can still support a local bar, but I don't want to, like, bring my shit to them. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, I'll date outdoors, but not in the same way of, like, going out to, like, get drinks. I don't give a fuck.
It's like, that's because time in a particular location is part of the equation of how likely transmission is to happen. So, like, it is one thing to just, quickly get a drink from someone and leave, but again, it is an entirely different thing to be sitting within, like, a close, because, like, in order to accommodate more people so they can make more money, they're not making it so that these tables are super far apart, or the people at the tables are also not, they're not, like, huge tables that people are far apart at, so it's like, if you just sit there, then it just doesn't feel nearly as safe as walking.
And walking dates are so hard. I hate, like, guys will be like, oh, we just went for a walk in the park. And I'm just like, that's the most annoying date. Sorry.
Why? You said this last week, and I really want to understand why you think walking is so annoying. And
I have to worry about breathing. I have to worry about, like,
you can't breathe and walk at the same time.
No.
It's like a normal thing that people do.
Yeah. No. Am I out of breath from walking so much? Like,
walk slower.
I need a drink to, like, calm myself, because dates are just so, like, that level of intimacy. It's like, it's not.
Do you have a stoop or, like, a park area?
A stoop, but I have a. I do have, like, a place where we could get. I live, like, near three breweries, so we could go get a drink at the brewery to go, and then, like, walk, and then I think that would help me a lot.
Yeah.
That would help me.
This city is filled with parks, and now they're all open, and I know this because the children are screaming all the time at the park next to my home. But yeah, like, go to a park, sit far enough away from each other. You can do the whole thing.
Also, no, like, I've never, Kenise, like, have you, because I just date trash all the time. I don't think anyone's really taken me out to a restaurant in so long that, like, people being like, oh, like, dating in a restaurant, it's like, what is buying dinner when you date someone who is so broke all the time? Like, that's why I think, like, just having, like, an outdoor drink, I'm just like, this is what they're used to.
Okay, all right.
No, Mama, it's an amateur.
You deserve
move.
to have a drink paid for you. I'm just,
you do absolutely
I do.
Deserve
I do.
That.
I do. Yeah, thank
absolutely.
You. I do.
100% deserve that. But men who take women on a first date and it's dinner, amateur hour.
Whatever, we
absolutely
disagree about
amateur.
This.
Absolutely. Wait, amateur hour.
Why?
Because you're eating and then you're talking with your mouth full. And then what if you want to have sex afterward? You just had, like, a big ass meal. Like,
I agree with Rohan here.
Yeah.
I don't like to eat in front of new people.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I want to eat, like, messily and gross. And, like, I also don't want to, like, be polite. Like, I just want to talk over drinks.
I like small plates and drinks. So, because otherwise, I've had it to be, like, and this is maybe an issue with me, and I hear it. But if I'm drinking on mostly an empty stomach because I'm, like, coming from work or coming from something else, then I have two drinks, and I'm like, I'm having the best time because I like drinking. And then I can flake liking them for liking booze, and I want something to make sure that, like, I'm not like, yeah, we should go on a second date. And then I've eaten, and then I get there, and I'm like, oh, this dude fucking sucks, and I didn't notice because I was hungry. Like,
true.
So that's, I just need, like, small plates to soak up the alcohol so I can be a better judge. Is this person actually fun,
I think,
or do I just like booze?
Yeah, restaurants, like fancy restaurants, are not necessary then, because you just need French fries, I think. Or
We have such different.
I agree. French fries. That's a good first date thing. French fries.
Yeah, French fries. I love sweet potato fries. That's always like a good, like, that's like my go-to.
Broccoli sometimes, huh? You get like broccoli.
I like
sprouts.
Roasted cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. I like a croquetta. I like something. Come on.
You like everything that makes you fart afterwards.
Yeah, dude. That's an ultimate.
I want to make sure I can blow up their bathroom before I blow up their bedroom.
Yeah, there we go. No. There we go. Kenise always has a shit before she
fucks. Honestly, oh, I do too.
Yeah, that's you? Like, yeah. Rohan, you were making a joke, but otherwise, you feel like
it's
maybe I need to shit.
Yeah.
So you should, like, I tried it, like, and I try to do it enough time beforehand so that, like, I can, like, make sure everything's, like, the back doors like clean and everything, but like, yeah, it just having to pee or having to poop while you're having sex is
it means that
I'm not focused on coming, I'm not focused on having a good time, so I just want to alleviate.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna shit the bed then. It's like not a good, yeah.
It's like someone's
yeah.
putting something inside you and like increasing pressure on the thing. So it's like, no, you should just go ahead and poop before. Just
to man, yeah. How do y'all deal with that? That's crazy.
I don't know. This whole conversation has helped me realize how much I don't miss sex. I felt so lonely, and then I talked to you guys. So I was like, never mind.
Yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely. We're happy to provide that service.
Yeah, exactly. This is a sex negative podcast. Well, I don't want to get into too much detail, but I did have sex last week, and it was great, but it was just, they're also like, mama is also not wrong, and I very much enjoyed the sex, but it was also just like, you're right, it's just like, oh, you forget about certain things that you're just like, oh yeah, I forgot that this might be an issue sometimes. Whatever, it was still great and fun, and I'm happy that I did it. Very happy that I did it. But you know, just saying, it's no one's missing anything.
Yeah. Ask me like a month, 2 months from now, maybe then I'll be like,
yeah.
Also, like, it depends, like, what, I don't know, there's some days where I'm just like, oh my god, I have to have sex like right now, like, you're just like very horny. Yeah. And there are other days where you're just like, I could go like, you know, a few weeks without doing this.
The first few weeks of the pandemic, I didn't even like masturbate. I was so depressed, but everyone else was like, I'm masturbating all the time. And I was like,
was
wow.
Yeah, that was me.
I was like envious, because I was just, everything was bottled up and I couldn't. I was just so sad.
Oh, I was just I think I just like got horny because there was just like, what if I never get horny again? I should just get horny now, you know, like I'll never, you know. So it's just like, I just do it now because I may never experience this ever again and that kind of thing, but not the case.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Also, I want to go to a sex party, and now that's never going to happen.
That's not going to happen for like 5 years.
I know, man. It sucks.
But that's why I'm done with like wanting all that. Now I'm just like, someone marry me.
No, I just think in 4 years, 4 years time, everyone will be like, I haven't been able to do this thing. Even people who were like on the fence about it before. So I feel like orgies are going to be wild.
You're right.
As soon as there's a vaccine, chemistry and Hacienda are gonna like open up, and they're gonna be like, okay, we're having a party, we're gonna have like a vaccine party, if you got vaccinated you can come.
They will just say you cannot come to Central Park after 8. People will just take it over. It will be a field of fucking. That is it.
I feel like this is like, a lot of people are gonna end up also breaking up, because you're gonna like, that's like a big thing where I do know that like, if I end up with someone, it's gonna be out of like, well, this is my last chance, but when, like, inevitably there will be something, like, life has shown us that there will be something, but when that happens, I'll be like, I want a bunch of.
Thank you, like, you got me through all
the
time.
See, here's the thing, this is the thing, Amama, if you found someone on your own, that's definitely an issue. If your parents found you someone, and then you were like, oh, I actually like this person, which, I don't know if that's possible, but if that's possible, and you like the person, you like think about breaking up with them, you're like, oh no, then I'll have to deal with my parents.
No, I would be married by that point. If my parents were like, here's, my mom sent me a profile of a guy who is my ideal man, but I was a little offended that she like picked him. And I know it sounds like pretty fucked up and classist in a lot of ways, but like most of the dudes I date like are really, really blue collar, like drive trucks or like movers, and have bad relationships with their families. That's like my ideal. It's like, right, this right. is who I date. Yeah.
What?
I
don't know why. It's my dad worked in a factory. He still works in a factory. Maybe it has something to do with that. But like, you know, that's like my ideal. And my mom sent me a profile of a guy and she was like, well, his parents are both dead and he drives a truck, so he won't be around. So I guess like he could put up with you almost. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that he is ideal. Yes, but I am offended.
Yeah, I'm offended you knew this. And also, as soon as your parents suggest someone, they immediately become unattractive to you.
Yeah.
There's no way. At least for me, at least.
Yeah, he's straight from Pakistan. And I was like, you know that there's like a culture clash there. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gonna expect you to do a lot of things. And then he's not going to do a lot of things that you want him to do.
Yeah.
Mainly touch your vagina with yeah.
You're right. And that's the only thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my butt. He won't eat my butt. He won't touch my vagina.
Yeah.
No.
Right. No.
He won't go to sex parties with me.
He won't go to sex parties with you. He will ask you to cook him dinner though. Yeah. It's brutal. But yeah. I've thought about that too, honestly. Be like, oh, is this like, you know, like that kind of thing. But I remember when I was my ex-girlfriend, I had that FOMO feeling, but then it just went away because I was like, oh, I'm happy with this person. And if you like get through those FOMO periods, then it'll be fine.
But also,
yeah,
there are people who are into going to sex clubs as well. And the person could be one of those people.
Yeah, you got to pick the right person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As like I do think people should deal with that FOMO, move through it in the way that you did in that relationship.
Yeah,
I do think that like, if I were to marry someone, it's not even like an open relationship thing necessarily, but I would want them to be down to like try new things and like go to places like that. If
Oh yeah.
They don't have to love it. It doesn't have to be their favorite thing, but like. Hey, are you willing to give this a shot with me?
I wasn't thinking about like FOMO like that. I was thinking like FOMO, like I'm dating this person, but there could be somebody out there who's better for me. And like, let's just get rid of this relationship altogether, as opposed to being with somebody for a long time and then being like, is this person right for me? You know what I'm saying?
But that FOMO is like normal in any relationship. Yeah. Like, you're always going to be like, what if?
Sure.
That's why relationships are hard. You have to like really work through that shit. Like I could not be with someone who isn't committed to the lowest level of like, oh, I'll stick this out even if I have like a little bit of like I wonder what else, like then it's just like those are different discussions to have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why do you like, what are you lacking in this relationship that I could like give or that we could work on?
Yeah absolutely.
I better find love, guys.
You and me both, sister. You and me both.
Yeah.
So we are coming up on the hour. You've been on the show before, so you know what that means. Love to get your final thoughts. Any things you've changed your mind about, things you want to reiterate, things that you just, you know, want our listeners to know about you.
I guess the only thing I'm going to say is we should all love ourselves more, even though everyone's really lonely. It's a weird time, but the best gift that you can give is just to love yourselves a little bit more, even if it's a little hard.
Mm-hmm. That's a great final thought.
Yeah. My final thought, I think that's wonderful. And my final thought, just to add to that, is, you know, if you're listening and you're single and you're a man, slide into Kinesis DM. Slide into a mama's DM. Okay?
No.
Slide into their DMs. They are both hot, talented, smart, beautiful women. Okay? Slide into their DMs.
The best.
Thank you.
You know what?
Thank you.
I'm a hero. Yeah, that's my final thought. Also, love yourself and what a mama said, and like, you know, push through your insecurities and go see a therapist and like, you know, really try to work out why you are the way you are, you know?
Yeah. My final
also
thoughts.
DM my friend.
I think I'm going to try this affirmation. Like there's something that I think initially my cackles go up because I'm like, this feels cheesy or this feels woo-woo or crunchy or whatever. But I'm like, it works for people and I am interested in trying anything that works.
Okay.
Yeah. I just think it's good for you, Kinesis, because you're somebody who like really internalizes all the bad things that you think about yourself. If you just said it out loud, it would be much easier to not internalize it.
Thank you.
Anyway, right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. we're all going to be the best versions of ourselves. Amama, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Instagram at Amama Sardar, and that's really what I basically use.
Hell yeah. So don't send a message to her Twitter. You will get nothing.
No, absolutely not. No. DM me on Instagram.
DM her on Instagram, yeah. And then Rohan Pandya, cool guy on Instagram. Just, that's it. Airplane mode's not coming back for a while, probably. But
Okay. And you can find me at Kenise Mobley on all the platforms. You can DM me on Insta or Twitter. I'll answer both, but it'll take a while because it'll be whenever I feel like it. Okay.
Yes.
This has been Love About Town. Please like, rate, subscribe, recommend us to your friends. Every listen helps. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.